This is Jed Distler, and welcome to The Piano Maven, your friendly podcast guide to piano recordings. You can subscribe to The Piano Maven podcast through my Substack page by clicking on the link in the episode description. Paid subscribers get bonuses such as Piano Maven Zoom meetings, where we share listening experiences and meet special guests. So please consider subscribing to help us reach out further into the piano community and to help keep this podcast in production. There's a release that, for some reason, it didn't seem to get all of the attention that I thought it would have gotten. And I reviewed this disc for ClassicsToday.com, I think sometime back in 2023. I'm not sure when in that year. But the disc features the German pianist Severin von Eckertstein, who has come out with some very interesting releases over the years. And I was especially taken with the program that he put together for this release that is entitled Vers la Flamme, which is the title of one of Alexander Scriabin's most incendiary piano pieces. Now, when it comes to program building, most normal pianists would save putting a piece like Vers la Flamme at the end of a recital or at a place where the climactic point would seem appropriate in this recital. But you would never open a recital with Vers la Flamme any more than you would open a recital with Schumann's Toccata. It just does not seem that practical. But leave it to Severin von Eckertstein. He opens this disc with the Scriabin Vers la Flamme, and it's kind of a kamikaze move on his part, because basically by playing this piece and playing it the way he does, he basically throws all of his cards on the table, and he gives a very impassioned performance that's full of ferocity, and he spares no expense on those trills. I mean, he pounces on them like he's a Vladimir Horowitz mini-me or something like that. And he really brings it off. He brings off this conception amazingly well. So, what does this pianist do to follow such a wild opening act? He goes into the Richard Strauss tone poem, Death and Transfiguration, in his own solo piano arrangement. What an idea! I mean, who does this kind of thing on a recital? But again, leave it to Severin von Eckertstein. And what I like about his transcription is that it's not literal in the way that, let's say, Otto Singer's solo piano transcription of Death and Transfiguration is. What I mean by that is that when you have string tremolos, Otto Singer simply reproduces their equivalent on the piano, and they sound something like silent movie cliches, to be honest. I don't think there's a recording of that, but I have read through the Otto Singer transcription, and it does sort of sound like silent movie music. But von Eckertstein instead uses arpeggios and runs and all other kinds of pianistic figurations that embrace the whole keyboard in a very Scriabinesque kind of way, actually. And it really works with the Strauss, because the climaxes come off like waves rushing to the shore rather than like rattling beer mugs on a table in a bar during an earthquake. How did I come up with such a strange analogy? But you get my drift. This is a very effective transcription, and I guess it's like, what would a Strauss tone poem sound like had someone like Scriabin transcribed it? It really, really works. And then Severin von Eckertstein moves from Richard Strauss to Olivier Messiaen, which is another bit of a shock, especially in how he plays the final piece from Messiaen's 20 regards sur l'enfant Jésus. And his manner of playing this piece is kind of hard-hitting and even aggressive, as if Messiaen was like a heavy metal composer. But I must say that this interpretive approach kind of works. I mean, it's not your rounded off, stained glass, blended color brand of Messiaen that you usually get. It's like, well, what if Vladimir Horowitz had played the Messiaen? It might have sounded something like how Severin von Eckertstein plays this last piece. And then, after the Messiaen, get this, the pianist improvises a little bit in the style of Messiaen, and then he morphs his improvisation into something that sounds like fake Richard Strauss. And then the improvisation gradually settles into something that sounds like fake late Beethoven. And then the pianist settles into real late Beethoven, and he plays the final sonata, the sonata number 32 in C minor, opus 111. I have to cite my late friend Harris Goldsmith's statement when he said something like Maurizio Pollini's 1970s recording of the first movement of 111 as representing, quote-unquote, purposeful bleakness. And that's exactly the impression that I get from von Eckertstein's performance of the first movement of 111. He's like a pianistic machine gun in terms of his articulation. And when he plays the arietta, it's a little bit more about force and decisiveness than ethereal mist and spiritual implications. And as you listen to this, you'll notice a stronger left-hand presence than usual. And it gives the unfolding variations in this movement a palpable sense of backbone. Now, some listeners may feel that this interpretation is a little clinical or cold. Maybe so, in a way. I was somehow reminded of that 1964 recording by Arturo Benedetti Michelangeli, but without that pianist's anachronistic breaking of the hands and his arguably sentimental retards. In any event, the totality of this recital of Severin von Eckertstein makes you think, and it makes you listen, and it probably will shake you up a little bit. And after I listened to this disc a few times and then wrote my review, it took me a while to get this recording, to get this whole program and this assertive brand of piano playing out of my head and out of my inner ear. I just couldn't stop thinking about this recording for a while. In short, this is really powerful stuff, and this is a recital that can only come from a truly adventurous pianist with something to say, and that describes Severin von Eckertstein to a proverbial T. He's really found himself, artistically speaking, with this release, and it really makes a statement. I highly, highly recommend that you check it out, and you can find a link to listen and to purchase this disc in my episode description. This is Jed Distler, and you've been listening to The Piano Maven, your friendly podcast guide to piano recordings. Thanks so much for listening, and I look forward to being with you for the next episode. Take care.